Hi, it's Ryan, your director. Just a note that today's episode contains some strong language, realistic sirens, and depictions of mental health struggles in which our characters don't always do the smartest things.
You're listening to City of Ghosts, an audio series presented by Storytellers Inc., created by Karina Green and Ryan Patch.
Not yet. Jesus, the place is completely ransacked.
Was it a burglary? Did they take something?
It's hard to tell. Stuff's ripped up and smashed. Wait.
What? What is it? Hello? It says the call's still connected on my side, so a little feedback here would be great.
It looks like a notebook. A bunch of pages have been torn out. And there's some tapes, or what's left of tapes. Smashed up real bad. Hold on. I'm trying to see if any of these scraps fit together. Huh. Something to do with a fire in an apartment building?
Ah, probably the one from a few months back, the Flatiron Fire. Up in the mid-20s, it was all over the news. People died.
Yeah, I remember. You sound real cut up about that.
I was. You think Sahara was investigating it?
It seems like it, from what I can piece together here.
Well, it's something to go off of, at least. I'll start digging. You can handle the tapes, right? You're still on speaking terms with that audio guy?
Well, not really.
Great. Bye.
Eleanor?
El.
El, I'm sorry. Have you found something?
Maybe. A more important development. Someone's been through Sahar's apartment. The whole place is a mess. I think they were trying to cover their tracks. I don't know. Destroy whatever she was working on. It looks like they're long gone, but I don't know what they might have taken.
I will head over there immediately. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job.
Who are you?
Not real. Hi, Talia.
I have been trying to reach you.
I was in the subway. We can't all afford drivers, you know.
Can we not do this? I'm just calling because of the wedding. We are going over the guest list, and I need to reserve you a spot.
Oof. I'm not the society wedding type. I'd probably just end up embarrassing you in front of all your fancy new friends.
Look, I need you there, okay? You are my only family, and I promise you don't have to wear a dress or carry flowers or anything, but I just... Please, tell me that you will be there.
Okay, fine. Reserve me a spot.
Thank you.
Whatever, don't mention it. Seriously.
Everything all right, dear?
Oh, everything's fine, James. I just need to check in with my sister, and she is going to be coming to the wedding, Mrs. Chapman.
Oh, yes, your sister. I assumed you weren't inviting her.
Tal, we haven't discussed this.
Why wouldn't I invite her?
It doesn't seem like weddings would be her scene. I also didn't know if she was in and out of the hospital with her instability.
You told her?
Why wouldn't I have?
Because it isn't exactly any of your business.
Well, of course it is. You're marrying him. We're accepting you into this family. We should know what kind of baggage will come with that, shouldn't we?
My sister isn't baggage. And this was years ago. She is fine now, taking medication and completely stable. Besides, she is my only family. She should be at my wedding.
Very well. We can add her name to the list. James, dear, have you thought about who you're inviting?
Well, James and I were thinking about something.
Because I've written down some names that I think would be important to have in attendance.
This is perfect. Thank you. Plus, some university friends, of course.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. And the usual family friends.
No, I'm sorry. This must be over 200 people.
Oh, don't worry. We're paying for it, dear.
Yes,
and I don't want you to feel bad about the fact that we're paying.
Well, yes, but
since we are footing the bill, shouldn't we be able to invite who we want?
It'll work out, honey. I promise. The important part is that we're getting married, right?
I guess.
Excellent. Now, I was thinking that we could put Senator DeStefano here at this table in the front.
You know, I'm not sure that is the best place for him.
Well, he's an important connection.
I understand that, but I would rather seat some of my own guests at that table.
Your guests?
Some of my college friends and my sister.
Oh, of course, of course. But I don't think Eleanor should sit so close to the senator. Why don't we put her at this table back here?
I think that sounds perfect. Don't you agree, sweetheart?
Fine.
Perfect.
You know, I never wanted to get this close to death again. Not after Mom. Senators with their blonde mistresses are so much easier to investigate than murder. Maybe that's why the voices are back. For the last few years, I've been able to keep it to just once in a while. A murmur here and there that's easy to ignore. Like someone trying to talk over a distorted radio connection. But now, they're getting louder and louder, and does this have something to do with Sahir? If this is not all in my head, can I talk to her? Could she tell me who killed her? When this whole song and dance first happened, they told me I was crazy. Maybe they're right. But what if there's more to this? I need answers. Maybe even just to know that I'm not alone in this. Have there been other people like me? And I'm not talking about the people on TV or writing books. Unless none of them are lying. How funny would that be?
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What happened back there?
What do you mean?
You just went along with everything she said. We talked about what kind of wedding we wanted, but now we're doing what your mom wants?
Well, she has a lot more experience with this kind of thing.
Wedding planning?
Big events. And she's right, Tal. This is the perfect opportunity for us to really start building future connections.
Yeah, I don't think that our wedding should just be about that.
Of course it won't just be about that. It'll be about our love and more people who can witness that. Honestly, I'm not sure what the problem is.
Your mother is planning our wedding for us.
She's just offering suggestions. Valuable ones.
No, they were orders. And you went along with all of them.
You're making too big a deal out of this.
It is our wedding, James. Ours.
And they're my family.
Wait, it's between me and them?
You're the one trying to make that distinction.
I'm not trying to pit you against your family. I would just like them to respect me as your future wife.
They do.
No, that was not respect.
So what exactly would you like me to do about this, Talia?
Stick up for me sometimes. Like, your mother can have the seating arrangements and the guest list, fine. But I want some say in my own wedding.
Fine.
Thank you.
Hey, Max.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
Gotta admit, it's a surprise seeing you here.
Why? You're a tape guy. I need tapes fixed.
You actually gonna pay me this time? You still owe me from the last job, you know.
Yeah, blame Giuliani. My rent's gone up to over $400 a month.
Well, it's fine. My other customers are experiencing the same thing, but they still pay me.
Well, I can pay you this time, okay? Jesus, this isn't about the money, is it?
You dumped me.
Over 6 months ago. It wasn't personal. I just met someone else. And this is a professional visit that I can pay for. So will you help me or not?
How is what's her name?
What?
The girl you dumped me for.
We broke up.
Huh.
Come on, are you seriously going to turn down business because of an old breakup?
Fine, let me see it. Jesus, there's no cassette left. It's just tape. You think I'm a miracle worker?
Hey, be careful.
I do this, I'm charging you double.
But
take it or leave it.
Then I'll go someplace else. There's plenty of places in the city.
Yeah? Where? You're banned from Carlos's shop, so I am your only choice for people who won't ask the type of questions I know you don't want asked.
Carlos's shop wasn't my fault. Okay, fine. Double. Half now and the rest when you're done. Deal?
Deal. Now, if you don't mind, I have miracles to perform. I'll call you when I'm done.
Thanks.
Stop.
Please stop it.
Where are you from?
Come back.
Please.
Eleanor, I need your help.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Pardon?
Ghosts. Do you think they're real? Do you think people can talk to them?
I mean, yeah. I know a couple of people who are mediums and they seem legit. My family is real big on ghost stories too. We've always just kind of accepted their existence. No explanation for a lot of other stuff otherwise. Why?
The voices, they're back. But they feel different this time. Some of them are still negative, but they're asking me for things now.
Didn't they ask for stuff before?
Yeah, but it's not about me anymore. They have their own needs.
So, you think they might be ghosts, not hallucinations?
I don't know what to think. I just want to explore my options.
Well, if they are ghosts, then wouldn't a medium be the best person to go see, considering the whole commune with spirits thing they got going on?
That stuff is bullshit.
Sounds like a pot versus kettle situation, don't you think?
Maybe I could talk to a rabbi.
A rabbi?
I am Jewish.
Yeah, sure, but why a rabbi?
I want to see if there's a historical context for this. What the Torah says, that feels more concrete than a psychic.
Okay, well, if you change your mind on the medium, let me know. Also, update from my side, I looked through the notes you sent and located the company that did the last inspection on the building that burned down, you know, before the Flatiron fire. Maybe the report will give us some clues about why it could have been a fire hazard. I'll email you the info so you can check out the company.
Priz, I know you don't leave your apartment often, but have you thought about pushing your limits a little more? Talking to people face to face?
That sounds horrible. And why would I need people? My plants are great conversationalists.
Plants?
Yes, plants. One's a potted fern called Uberta. She's an excellent conversationalist. She just unfortunately doesn't have legs, so that's where you come in.
I'm flattered.
You're welcome. Good luck with the rabbi.
Thanks. Excuse me? I have an appointment with Rabbi Olitsky.
Eleanor Rivkin?
Yes.
Have a seat. He'll be with you in a moment.
Thanks. You know what? I actually remember that I have to be somewhere, so I'm gonna...
Eleanor! So good to see you. It's been so long.
Hi, Rabbi.
How are you? How's Talia?
Talia's getting married.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing about that. A Protestant fellow, yes?
One of New York's finest.
He's a police officer?
No, he's just rich.
Ah, well, how about you come to my office? Tell me what you wanted to talk about. So, what can I do for you?
What's the Jewish view on ghosts?
Ghosts? Well, the Talmud has many references to spirits, and the Zohar teaches that when a soul departs, it does three things simultaneously. Enters into the mystery of the Infinite One, remains to comfort those who mourn, and enters into Gan Eden. The Torah, however, is fairly mute on the subject. I suppose it's impossible to know for certain. But, Eleanor, is this about the voices? Are they returning?
No, I'm dealing with a superstitious client for a case. I thought I'd ask an expert.
I'm flattered, but I've also known you a long time.
You knew me, and it's been a long time.
Ah, but people only change so much.
Thanks for the information. I should go.
Sit down. Please, sit down. Running away isn't going to solve anything. Or cutting yourself off from our community. I've told you that before, I'm sure.
I still think it's a good option.
But remember how it ended last time? A hospital in Seattle? When did you start hearing them again?
Recently. But what if it isn't psychosis? They seem different this time. What if they might want to help me?
I don't know what else it could be, and I think indulging the voices is dangerous.
Well, you just said yourself it's impossible to know for certain. I mean, I remember stories about spirits from beyond the grave. Isn't there a way to talk to them?
Have you spoken to your psychiatrist?
Or summon them? Like Saul with that woman.
Ah, the Witch of Endor. But There is no way of knowing whether that was a literal tale or simply a metaphorical one.
Then we're back to the not knowing for sure, which means it's a possibility, right? Doesn't that mean it might be worth exploring?
Are you still taking your medication?
Yes.
Perhaps your dosage simply needs to be adjusted.
You're really not going
to
help me?
I'm trying to help you. You're chasing dangerous and unsound explanations when there's already one that's been given. One you can get help for. And if you'd rather speak to someone other than your old psychiatrist, we have plenty of resources to connect you with another...
No. It's okay.
Eleanor, please.
Thank you for your time, Rabbi. I'll say hi to Talia for you.
Please do.
Well, that was a mistake.
Who are you? Listen.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. Hello? Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Nothing, never mind.
Do you need help?
I'm fine.
So, did the rabbi enlighten you?
No, he wasn't much help. Just repeated the same things he said when I was younger.
They just have no imagination. What about a medium? They're way more fun.
No. I'm done with awkward conversations about spiritualism.
And what's plan C?
Lean in. If these voices are real, I need to be able to hear them better.
And how exactly are you planning on accomplishing that?
Well, the voices used to be louder when I was younger, before they put me on meds.
So you want to go off your meds?
It could work.
It could also be super dangerous.
If it is psychosis, I'd just land in the hospital again. Same song and dance.
Or, and I'm just playing devil's advocate with worst case scenarios here, you'd end up dead or that hospitalization is, you know, of a more permanent nature.
You really do watch too much TV.
Well, yes, but I'd be a little sad if you died. I need you to keep doing all my legwork for me.
I'll make sure not to jeopardize that important aspect of my life.
Good, because I need someone to check out the inspection company. Remember that job we're on? Do I need to remind you of that paycheck again?
No, it'll be fine.
At least talk to your shrink first, before doing something reckless.
Fine, fine. I'll call him, okay?
Good.
Sorry, Perez. Calling would be a waste of time. So this inspection company looks like a mom-and-pop business. Operates out of Brooklyn. And... holy shit. One of the co-owners committed suicide last month. Jumped off the GW Bridge? Shut up.
Can you hear me,
Eleanor? Alright, this should be my first stop. I can pay them a visit tomorrow.
Eleanor. Can you hear me?
Sahar?
Sahar.
Am I too late?
I need you.
Fuck.
Thank you. Please, can you hear me? See me?
Sahar?
Help me.
Is that you?
Help me. Help. Please, can you hear me?
Shut up! All of you!
You're worth it. Very, very
worth it. Fucking cheap whiskey. Fuck.
Call back.
Fine.
Call back.
I'm going to bed.
Today's episode of City of Ghosts was written by Karina Green and produced by Joanne Vo and Ryan Patch. Sound was mixed by Rick Rush and the Odd House Audio team. Casting by Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans at Eisenberg Beans Casting. And I'm Ryan Patch, your director, asking you to connect with us online and subscribe so we can see you next time here on City of Ghosts.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.